This is not surprising.
Okay.
Right? If you had to guess which NFL franchise was the most valuable NFL franchise, you're probably going to nail it when I ask you the question. Okay. However, when you stand back and look at it, mm-hmm. like, you know, balance all the logic of what should make a team valuable,
yeah.
this doesn't make any sense at all. Because if this had any, if this team had any other logo on the side of their helmet, they would be a laughingstock every single
year. Oh, really?
Without question. Not only on the field, but everything from the owner on down. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, we have the Forbes list of the most valuable NFL franchises in front of us, listed all the way from 1 down to 32. All
right.
You being the football expert you are, if I had to ask you which NFL team is the most valuable, you would guess?
Dallas Cowboys.
And you nailed it.
They always are. They've been like that for like 30 years.
Are you ready for this? For the first time in history.
Yeah.
An NFL team has crossed the $10 billion value mark.
God damn, Jerry.
The Dallas Cowboys are worth an estimated $10.1 billion.
What did Jerry Jones pay for that thing? Like a Buffalo nickel?
And remember, people said, Kimmy, when you get a chance, could you Google what he paid for in 1988? Yeah. Thank
you. Was it 1988?
I think it was 88. They said he overpaid. They said he overpaid, and I think it was like, what, like $60 million?
Yeah.
It was a ridiculously low amount, and he fired Tom Landry like the goddamn communist that he is.
Yeah, that was amazing, right?
It was 1989, and he purchased the Cowboys for $140
million. And it's worth $10.1
billion. And he fired Texas Jesus top of that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It says in this Forbes article that although they are the first NFL franchise to reach $10 billion, they by far will not be the last.
And they're pretty underperforming.
Well, let's talk
over
about
like 30 years, right?
Let's talk about that. Because, yeah. I mean, it's not surprising to you that the Cowboys are the most valuable.
They're always
franchise.
Up there.
Okay. Kimmy, is it surprising to you?
That they're valued at that much?
Yeah.
No, they're just, I mean, it's just an iconic brand. It's a recognizable brand. It's more, I think it's worth more almost outside of football, right?
It's what
it's
it feels
like the Yankees.
Like.
In a way.
But I mean, the Yankees have been way more successful.
You're
than the
right.
Cowboys
you're right.
Been.
But I'm Since saying, like, even when the Yankees
yeah.
aren't good, you still know people still buy the product, buy the
saying.
Logo, you know?
Yes, the logo and the image yeah. is transcending
right,
what
right,
happens
right.
on the field. So when it comes to the make sense, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense for the reasons you guys just brought up. And look, they had the massive success in the 70s and 90s, which produced Cowboys fans everywhere. They were always on national television.
Yeah.
They did a great job of branding themselves as America's team, and they do everything bigger in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
But like you said, they're not good.
No, I bet you if you look from 89 to now, I bet you they're at 500 for a record or below.
It's a fair guess.
Because they've had a lot of crappy ass seasons.
Yes, they have. I mean, look, the most valuable franchise in the NFL hasn't won a championship since 1996. Kimmy, have they won five playoff games since 1996, the Cowboys?
Well, I know, like, the whole Tony Romo era, they were, they just couldn't get it.
How did that guy become a star?
Because he's every Cowboys quarterback becomes a booth
guy. It's like
guy.
A gift. Yeah.
Danny Don Meredith, Troy Aikman, Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Even Jason Witten, the tight end, got to do it with his fake hair for a year.
Yeah.
No, but, like, and it's past the on-the-field stuff. The owner of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, makes himself general manager, and he sucks at it.
Yes.
And he's always got some kind of scandal going on, ranging from, hey, look at this silly old man, to, holy crap, that would be 20 years in prison if that person wasn't a billionaire.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean...
He's a very rich creep.
Creep is an understatement.
He just, like, smiles and moves right on with his life.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to do a deep dive into the legitimate scandals that Jerry Jones was facing,
yeah,
you wouldn't think that Jerry Jones was, like, this funny, weird-looking old man anymore.
Maybe like how he really is behind the scenes.
There's a couple of things where it's like, whoa.
Well, he's also from one of the creepiest states.
Arkansas?
Arkansas is a really creepy state.
Now, can I say something that may be controversial?
Good food, great weather, nice beaches. No, no beaches.
No, it's Arkansas.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Sidebar real quick, and then we'll get back to the Cowboys. I enjoyed my time in Arkansas. I thought it was an underrated gem. They call it the gem state.
Okay. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I wanted to get out of there. It was good. I just wanted to get out of there.
But going back to the Cowboys here, like, if they weren't called the Dallas Cowboys, that franchise would be a tire fire team that can't win with a crazy owner that can't get out of his own way, right?
Yeah.
They would be the Raiders. And even the Raiders, for some reason, still have this like cachet about them where people love to be Raiders fans and they, you know, oh, it's just badass, rule breaking. They've sucked for the last however many years.
But now they live in, but they also live in a very cool city now.
They live there.
Well, I mean, technically they do live in the city.
I mean, you're in Vegas, man. So, I mean, you get all the, you get a bump
all
with Vegas.
All the debauchery.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Dallas Cowboys, according to Forbes, once again, the highest valued franchise in the NFL. They are the first NFL franchise to cross the $10 billion mark. They are worth $10.1 billion. Kimmy, would you like to take a swing at the least valuable NFL franchise?
Ooh, is it Jacksonville?
Not Jacksonville.
Okay.
Tommy, would you like to steal?
I'm going to say Charlotte. North Carolina.
No. The Cincinnati Bengals are the least valuable franchise in the NFL.
They got a good team.
Yeah,
a great quarterback.
They are notoriously stingy with their money. Yeah. And there was a stingy time. Thank you. Not in the too far distant past where the minor league soccer team was out drawing the Bengals in their home stadium.
And this they got a nice new stadium.
They have a beautiful waterfront stadium.
Yeah.
Or riverfront.
Yeah.
Well, much like the old riverfront.
Well, it's got water.
So Cincinnati's worth $4.1 billion as a franchise.
Man, they poe.
Okay, you say that, but we Bills fans shouldn't start laughing too hard.
Yeah, how far down the list we are.
We came in 30th.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you get a junk stadium.
I don't know how much the stadium plays.
Yeah, I was going to say, would that change it, though? I don't know.
Well, we'll find out when this new stadium gets built.
Well, you got to get a bump when you get a new house.
Well, I don't know, though. Because the team technically doesn't own the stadium.
Oh.
I mean, they're going to make money off it, so maybe that adds value to the franchise. So we told you the Cincinnati's the last in the NFL for value at $4.1 billion. The Bills are 30th with $4.2
billion. How much do ticket prices affect that? The Bills have always had a cheaper ticket.
Very
than,
little.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Ticket prices. Look, we watched it happen
during
COVID.
Well, I didn't know
COVID.
If it had to do with like just the demand of the tickets and things like that.
The NFL could still make billions of dollars every year and not charge a dime for tickets. And we watched it happen during COVID when they played in fully empty stadiums and they still made $1 billion. And so, that's not an exaggeration. You go look at the numbers yourself.
So where are the Giants? Because I always look at them as like the granddaddy of football.
The Giants are high.
They got to be.
Top five. I know that. I think I want to say they're four.
I mean, they always have like a 20-year waiting list to get tickets.
Well, I mean, they're a crown franchise in the NFL. They've been around for a while.
And don't forget, they're turning 100 years old this year.
I mean, and Tommy was there for opening day. Yeah, they're fourth. They're worth $7.3 billion.
So what does it go? Like Dallas, L.A.?
Nailed it.
Kansas City?
Nope. Kansas City's in the 20s.
How is that?
It comes to market size. I mean, if you look at the teams that are in the top, Dallas, right? Los Angeles, New England, which is Boston, New York, Giants, New York, Jets, San Francisco, 49ers.
All right, so it's all the rich cities.
Yes, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington. Those are the top 10.
All right.
So, I mean, it has less to do with how good your team is and the relationship you have with the fans and more to do with where your stadium lives, as you put it.
So I was thinking like New Orleans, small city.
Sure.
Cool city.
Yeah.
Nice. But that stadium was built when I was in high school.
Wow.
Like, the Superdome is super-ass old. It was built in the 70s.
So maybe Kimmy's theory on the stadium being worth money, being worth your franchise, has something? Because the Saints are 28th at $4.4 billion.
Yeah.
They're almost to the bottom of this
league. And it's a poor city.
So here's the thing. Right. With the Bills being valued at less than half of what the Cowboys are, you know, it seems pretty sad.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be crying too hard for the Pegula family.
Well, of course not, man. He's King Frack.
So I'm not even talking about the fracking business. I'm talking about the football business.
Oh.
A decade ago, it's been 10 years that the Pegulas have owned the Buffalo Bills. And they bought them a decade ago for $1.4 billion.
So he's tripled?
Quintupled.
Quintupled.
How much are the Sabres
billions?
Worth?
Yes. 900, 800 million? No.
I was just curious. Is it one of those things, though, where like one franchise is making money while the other one's kind of not?
That's the rumor. The rumor is that the Bills are making him money and he's hemorrhaging money with the Sabres. Do you want to look up the value of the Sabres real quick? But in a matter of a decade, with a pandemic in there, keep in mind, the Bills have quintupled in value. They are worth so much now.
Mm-hmm.
That when the Pegulas sell the 25% of the team they are looking to sell to raise funds for the new stadium, they're going to get back essentially what they paid in the first place.
So he's not out anything.
No, he's already ahead.
Yeah.
And he still owns 75% of the team. And
he's put billions in his pocket.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's nuts, man. If you have a way to own an NFL franchise, you should do it.
I just got to get a hold of $1 billion.
Well, bro.
And I have to buy the right thing with it.
Look, I mean, the Bills, 25% of the Bills are up for sale right now. You just got to get a couple of buddies together, collect some cans, and boom, you're a billionaire.
All right, we're good.
What do we got for a Sabres value?
Well, I did find it interesting. So maybe you know this already, but he bought the Sabres for $189 million.
Okay.
They are now worth $900 million.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I didn't realize he bought them for just that cheap.
The Sabres, we could have a whole other half an hour conversation about the financial issues the Sabres
have. Wait, but the Sabres are worth almost $1 billion just as is?
The value of all sports franchises have exploded in the last 5 years.
God damn.
I mean,
I'd be so itching to sell. Like, that's why I'll never have any money. Because if you sell, I'm selling, man. I'm going to go party.
No, but they print money with those things. The guy makes $100 million a year.
But like, if you tell me, here's $4 billion. And I know, like, well, you know, 10 years, that could be, you know, 20. But I don't care, man. I want to party.
But, bro, think about this, though. As having that money or having that money invested in the team, not only do you make money with the team, you're like the VIP of VIPs.
But here's what you get when you sell. You get rid of all your headaches. Like, it's all gone. Like, now you just have this king's ransom to go party with, okay, and I don't have to listen to everybody's crap.
Okay, you would have so much money you could buy, I don't know, an NFL franchise afterwards.
Maybe I'd do that.